Danbury's girls were in the championship game of the Albany basketball tournament. That after a win against South Harrison on Thursday night, Jefferson's going to be their opponent in the championship game. Carla McQueen's head basketball coach of Stanbury. Open the season against the defending champs in Mount City. Might be a little bit different this year. Did graduate, you know, Kenny Eaton, who was an outstanding point guard. But they certainly have enough back that they figure to be a factor and probably will be a factor. And probably is still a reason that they're playing in the championship game of their own tournament. But it looked like while you were certainly in the game and had yourself in a chance to win, you kind of did have to play from behind a good part of the night.
Yeah, I think we were behind most of the night. We came out very, very sluggish in the third quarter and had a really bad third quarter, and we had to come up and step our intensity up in the fourth quarter. The girls did that. We played a very good fourth quarter, but we got to figure out how not to have such a bad third quarter.
Okay, now, last year they had their point guard make so many plays that could set up others, and she was very good about putting those players in a position where they could be successful. Freemeyer either hitting a little baseline shot or posting up. Same thing with, probably Nauman. And anyway, she knew what to do. But they created a lot with their point guard position. Are they to that degree this year?
No. Oh, no. We turned, like I said, in the fourth quarter, we kind of turned it up and we created a lot of turnovers. They had a little trouble handling some pressure, and that created us a lot of opportunities to score a lot of points. They are a little weaker on the guards this year, but they're still pretty solid team.
Okay, next up was Pattonsburg, first round of the Albany tournament. Ended up winning the game, and in the end, won it pretty comfortably. But I would say that with Pattonsburg so far, at least in a couple of the games this year, probably both games that they had within the tournament, they go through some stretches, maybe not a full 32 minutes, but they go through some stretches where they seem to, like, they get the game played in their style and things like that.
Yeah, we came out at the beginning of the game there and got into a little bit of foul trouble, and we did that at Mound City too. And we just, you know, we want to be aggressive, but we got to make sure we are smart about it. And we were definitely not smart there in that first quarter of the Pattonsburg game, and we allowed them to stay in the game because they stepped up to the line and they hit some of their free throws. But we recovered. We came out and played a good second and third quarter and really turned up the pressure on them.
By the way, against Mount City, if you got into foul trouble, was the idea just to try to survive? And did you or did you lose ground when you got the foul trouble?
Well, we did get in some foul trouble there, which means we had to pull our press off. And that was one thing that I felt like was to our advantage because of their guards being just a little bit more inexperienced than they were last year. And we had to pull our press off. And so the fourth quarter there, when we turned our press back on, that's what kind of got our momentum. These girls play better when they press, and hopefully we can figure out how to play smart defense without getting ourselves in foul trouble so we can play the style of ball we want to.
Okay, well, you did have, I guess, a little bit of foul trouble to negotiate against South Harrison late in the game last night in a 54-50 win, although I would say the foul trouble probably was to your benefit in the second quarter.
Yeah, they're the ones that got in foul trouble there. One of their guards got in foul trouble, and so she set out the majority of the second quarter, which allowed us to turn the pressure up and do some pressing and causing them to turn the ball over. We are slowly putting together four quarters. We're not quite there yet. We did a little bit better last night. But the fourth quarter, we kind of struggled in. We didn't match their intensity and allowed them to make it a game.
Yeah, they just don't give up on the play, or at least their backcourt just doesn't. They don't give up on the ball, and they just seem like they have a knack to get deflections. And when they go after it, yeah, you know, they expect to get it.
Yeah, and they're quick and they have good hands and they touch a lot of passes and they don't give up on it and I think we got a little bit tired and sometimes when we get tired we forget how to play defense and we started fouling and we have to make sure mentally we're ready to play 32 minutes of hard basketball.
Okay, get into the championship game now to the Albany tournament against Jefferson, who's won a couple pretty comfortably. I know with their semifinal game last night, King City just they just couldn't function offensively, or they really got they looked very uncomfortable just trying to deal with where Jefferson was coming from, and they didn't play man-to-man at all.
No, they played good, solid zone defense, and we got to make sure we take care of the ball and have a balanced shooting and penetration on our offense, and we got to be able to handle their pressure. We got to make sure we take care of the ball and do the things that we do well, and hopefully put ourselves in a position to win.
It's Carla McQueen, who's head basketball coach of Stanbury.